So firstly, you have a value beyond measure. Your very being is precious, not because of what you do, but because you're eternally sacred. Every breath emanates from and exists in God. Your whole life exists in God, in God's infinite love. It's so touching that you would commit your life to helping children and teens, equipping them to be able to survive well in this world. And it's so touching to know that about you. But it's not just touching, because this is your path and this is where God meets you in your life. And so God wants to show you how much you're loved and to help ground you in that love so that you might be able to share that with others. And your teaching is part of how God meets you and shapes you and teaches you. I'd want to ask a teacher, can you remember a moment when your teaching brought you into the truth of love? Maybe a time when you saw the true value of a student, or you saw the true value of what you were giving to your students. Maybe there are times when you've wondered who's teaching who, when God's presence shines out of the sincerity of the student in their question, in their curiosity, in the way they look at you. And I'd want a teacher to know that when they make mistakes or fall short of being their best, and they will, because we're all human and we do that, there's no disappointment in God. These are the days to lean into God's love for you, loving you through and through and through, mistakes and all. This love that comes from God is beyond circumstances. It's beyond understanding. It's beyond even death, because this love is God. It's the source of your life and the life of every student you teach. And it's our origin, and it's the ground we'll all return to. And this is where our true hope lies. And I would hope that you might be able to teach grounded in this love and this presence.